Bank of Cardiff, this is Jo.
Hi, yes. I'd like to check some information about something I got in the mail.
Okay, sure. What's the 16-digit reservation code?
Okay, it's 2411.
Kim?
1701.
Mm-hmm.
0049.
Kim?
3889.
3889. Perfect. Let's take a look. I have Mid-State Communication.
That's it.
Okay, and I have a contact name of Frank Coe. Is he the owner?
Well, he's one of the owners.
Okay, perfect. And then just in case I get disconnected here, is this number ending in 1123 the best number to get back to you at?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And sorry, who am I speaking to?
Deborah,
okay.
Coe, COE.
Okay. And you're a part owner too?
Mm-hmm.
Perfect.
I'm actually the primary.
Oh, nice. 60-40?
No, 51-49.
okay. Okay, I'm just going to put in the notes in here. Okay, so I have your file pulled up here. So I'm just going to confirm a couple pieces of info I have on your business, and then I can answer any questions you might have.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I have Mid-State Communication as the DBA name. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. And then what's the structure of your business? Are you guys a corporation, LLC, proprietorship?
We're an LLC.
LLC. Okay. And how long have you guys been in business for?
15 years.
Mm-hmm. Oh, nice. And I have a building address here as 2735 Bayou View Drive.
Or Bayou.
Bayou. Sorry.
Yeah.
Okay. Right. And let's see here. I have another phone number. Oh, no, just kidding. That's the same number. Okay. Perfect. So we have a lot of different programs here at the bank. Why don't you tell me a little bit about what you're looking to do, and I can point you in the right direction.
I'm looking for some liquid asset. Our liquid money.
Okay.
We do a lot of large projects and mm-hmm. take big payoffs, but a lot mm-hmm. of times in between, sometimes it gets a little hard to meet mm-hmm. the day-to-day.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's where we are right now.
Okay. Sure. So you're in between projects right now.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay. And how much are you looking for?
Probably about 50 to get us to the next project.
Okay, about 50. Mm-hmm. And this is just basically payroll, bills, things like that,
mm-hmm.
operational.
That kind of thing. Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. And when's the next project starting?
The end of this month.
Oh, okay.
The end of September. It'll probably be about a 2-month payout.
Okay.
Before we're
okay, so you it's about 2 more months until you actually get paid for this project that you have coming up.
Right.
Okay.
It's a reservoir project is the problem.
Oh, okay. So, what kind of project is it?
It is a, we do two-way communication radios and that type of thing for sometimes computers for different mm-hmm. businesses. This is a large company.
Mm-hmm.
We're redoing their whole system.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, I'm just writing some notes here. Communication. Okay. And then what's your growth annual sales like last year?
I'm sorry, what?
What was your gross annual sales by revenue?
$1.2 million.
1.2?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay, and so based on that number, I know you don't need the full amount, but if you needed it, we actually couldn't get you about like $120,000 on the lower end too.
Yeah. Because
we can generally free about 10 to 15% of your gross sales as the capital. Obviously, if you don't need the whole amount, you don't need it, you know, but the 50,000 that you're looking for, it shouldn't be a problem.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then what's your credit like?
Oh, it's excellent.
Nice. National average is about 680. Do you think you're above that?
Well, I don't know how. What are you looking at? Are you looking at the credit score for the business itself?
We look at both of them. We look at the business owner's credit as part of the process, but the loan itself is not going to be on the personal credit. It's going to be
right.
on the business credit.
Mm-hmm. I have no idea what it is.
I have no idea. Okay, no worries. But business credit sounds like it's good?
Mm-hmm.
Nice. Okay. And then, do you have any current loans out right now?
Yeah, we have two other lines of credit, one for 30 and one for 50.
Okay. And are they through your the bank that you guys use for your business?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, what bank do you guys normally use?
Regions Bank.
Regions Bank. Okay. And these lines of credit is through Regions Bank?
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Occasionally. Right now we have.
Oh, I see. Yeah. So how big is the line usually?
You mean how? Right now it's 50.
The balance, or is that?
But right now it's 50. That's why I'm saying. That's why we're looking for other money. Right now.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so like basically they're maxed out.
Situation, right.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay.
It's a good and bad situation. How about that?
Yeah, I can see where you're coming from. Okay. Okay, so you guys are specialized in two-way communication. Do you guys do anything else?
No.
Okay.
I mean, everything that goes along with that. From towers to, you know, whatever.
Oh, I see. Okay. Do you have to buy, like, inventory or anything like that?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, we do.
Okay.
But it's mostly, we do have inventory. We do keep some inventory.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But in projects, you do not use inventory, per se.
Yeah. Right, yeah, because you're just kind of, doing the project, I guess you can say.
Right.
You don't really need inventory to do that. Okay. And then do you currently need any anything else besides the 50K? Do you need any new equipment or any other loans you're looking to consolidate or take care of?
No.
No? Okay.
Our interest rate on the loans that we have is low enough that we don't
mm-hmm.
really need to consolidate anything.
Okay. That's good. It's good to hear. Sometimes I like to, if there's other stuff that you need to take care of, we like to just bundle it all together and make it easier for you guys.
Right. And you may not be the answer to what mm-hmm. we want because we're looking for something short term.
Mm-hmm.
We're not looking for something long term.
Sure.
And
our loans are go ahead.
Oh, that's all right. Go ahead. What were we going to say?
Oh, okay. I was going to say our loans are short-term bridge loans, and most of our customers are actually kind of in the same situation as you, where they're in between projects and, you know, paying the operational cost between the projects and then also buying inventory, raw materials, things like that, you know, to get ready for that upcoming project to pay for that too. So a lot of our customers actually has the same situation as you guys. So our loans are actually structure in a way where it gets you through the slower time in order to do the bigger projects coming up. So if you're looking for a short-term loan, our loans actually works exactly like that. And the shorter the loan is, the less interest you're paying back in total. So it actually works best for you.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And then so I know you said that your project is coming up in the next, this end of this month.
In the next month. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So ideally it sounds like you would like a loan that's maybe 3 months or so?
That sounds about right.
3 months? Okay. Sounds good.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect.
And if it is not, if the term is longer than 3 months, is
mm-hmm.
it renewable?
Mm-hmm.
As long able to be renewed. Okay.
Yep, exactly. So how we do renewals here is about 50% into your 50% into your loan, you're able to refi the remaining balance and get additional capital on top. Some of our programs for qualifying customers, where basically when you do the renewal, the remaining interest is forgiven, so you don't have to pay the remaining interest on that loan, and then you just you get renewal, get more additional capital on top, and you just have to pay off.
So
that.
The interest accrues over the loan, and if it's paid off early, it is not has to be paid.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so you pay interest and principal at the same time.
Right.
So it's not separated that way. But let's say, for example, 50% into your loan, and you qualified for the one where the loan is interest is forgiven, so you don't have to pay the remaining interest.
Okay.
So we do have programs like that too.
Right.
So it's all a renewable source of funding. Mm-hmm. Perfect. So what I can do right now is I can send over the application. It's a very simple process. Just one page application. Just need most recent month, 6 months of bank statement, and your most recent tax return. And I will be able to tell you exactly how much you qualify for, the interest and things
now
like that.
Now say that again. I'm sorry.
No worries.
Okay.
I'm going to send over the application. It's one page. And then 6 most recent months of bank statement. And I'll just need most recent tax return. And I'll be able to tell you exactly, what your terms are, things like that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I do have an application here.
Okay.
That came in the packet.
Mm-hmm. Perfect.
Or from the mail.
Yeah.
Okay, and you said that you need what? You need 6 months?
Mm-hmm. So I would need March to August bank statement. Sometimes I forget it's already September.
Okay.
So March to August bank statement.
Uh-huh.
And then do you already have your 2015 tax completed?
No, it's not
no?
done.
Okay, no worries. I can take 2014. Do you have an extension on it?
Yes.
Okay, perfect.
My CPA had a little problem, and we had an extension. We almost always take an extension until September.
Mm. Okay.
And she had a little problem, had an illness, and so we had to take another extension. We don't normally do that, but that's what happened.
Okay. Okay. No worries. I will pull in the notes so that the underwriters know the situation. So I'll just need the 2014 tax then.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Now, I don't know if I'm going to do this or not. I'll have to talk to my husband and see, tell him what you've told me.
Sure.
And we will go from there, but I do have the application, and
okay.
I do have the phone number. Do you have a particular extension or that kind of thing, or would I talk to just anyone that I could talk to?
I can give you my direct line, but actually I can just email you the list that I need just so you can have it on, email so you don't have to write down anything. What's your email?
It's officemanager, one word, at MidStateCom, and com has two M's, MIDSTATECOMM .net.
Yes. .net. Mm-hmm. Okay, so office manager at MIDSTATECOMM .net.
That's it.
Okay, perfect. So I'll go ahead and send over my contact info. It has my direct line in there, my fax number. And if you're going to fax over the application, just make sure to put attention to me. And my name, obviously, it's going to be on the email, too. So, and then we can go from there.
Okay.
Cool.
Thank you very much.
Sure. And then I know you said that you're going to talk about this over with your husband first. When would be a good time for me to follow up with you to see where we're at with everything?
You could probably call me, tomorrow. So it's probably Friday.
Friday? Okay. Sounds good. Mm-hmm. Around this time is good or earlier?
Probably earlier.
Earlier? Okay.
Probably in the morning. Mm-hmm.
Morning time? Okay. Sounds good. I will call you Friday morning then.
Okay. Thank you.
No problem. Thank you.
All right.
Bye. Bye-bye.